The blade you carry is a fine tool. You call it Libertas, yes? I would see how it fares in combat.
That has all the color of a challenge.
Does it? I don't expect you to be imprudent enough to accept. The Death Guard have never tolerated the reckless or the foolish in their ranks after all.
You'd be surprised.
Very well. To the first mark, then.
Aye. First mark. They saluted with their blades, and then the storm began. He was unlike any opponent Garrow had faced. It was said that even a Primarch would hesitate at meeting one of the Emperor's custodians in the arena, and as he fought to hold his ground through the whirlwind of Gararin's blade strikes, Garrow could believe it. It was almost impossible to do anything other than defend, and he was quickly at the limit of his skills, fighting to place his power sword at the points where the custodian stabbed and slashed with his own weapon. He parried every hit, but the blows were like thunder, shaking his bones inside his battle armor. There was a moment when an opening showed itself, and Garrow almost took the chance, turning the hilt of Libertas by reflex. But he stopped himself and let the moment pass. Too easy. Too inviting. A flicker of annoyance in Kararin's eyes confirmed it. It had been a feint to catch him off guard. The custodian's attack pattern changed abruptly, intensifying, pushing Garrow back across the training ring towards the piles of wrecked servitors. He suddenly realized that Kararin had been toying with him. This was his real intent. Blade ringing upon blade as he beat him down with precise, brutal force. He had one chance to escape with his honor intact. But he would need to be fast. Faster than ever before. For an instant, their swords locked edge against edge, and Garrow took the split-second opportunity. If the custodian had a weakness, it was his arrogance. In his rush to mark Garrow, he already thought him defeated. The legionary turned that upon him, disarming him, even though it cost a huge effort to unseat the sword bolter from his hand. Kararin froze, his face reddening with sudden fury, before he drew back a step. Garrow held his sword steady, aiming the tip at his chest.